This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third and the final week of late winter, the second week of the desert wildflower moon, and the third week of the sun in Aquarius. In his essay, The Landscape of Home, David Sofer writes how a person becomes a geographer of his or her own micro-region, putting together a mental composite of features that tell of home. A profile of hillside, the hue and texture of houses, the pitch of church steeples, the color of cattle. Each sentient creature is, I imagine, a geographer of its own micro-region. Each creature is supreme in the impressions that it harvests. Whether we are aware of this or not, the landscape imprinted upon us offers all the possible paths that we will ever take. Within that mental and physical composite, in the presence of its hills and houses, church steeples, livestock, trees, automobiles, and people, we are at home. And far from being static and predestined by our experience, the paths presented to us offer infinite options for staying here and for expanding home, for defining and for redefining home. And so now, in the last week of late winter, at the close of hibernation, as the great prequel to spring unravels in its earliest motions, we look around and slowly and quietly map our outer and our inner space, dismissing nothing, embracing everything. And this is the home, the space from which the spring will come. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early spring. In the meantime, take a moment and sketch the map of your own geography, all the roads of home.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.